The Massachusetts State House continues to struggle with its own place in the Me Too movement. In 2017, a Boston Globe columnist reported interviews revealing a culture of pervasive sexual harassment there. In 2018, Senate President Stan Rosenberg resigned over a sexual harassment scandal involving his husband. Then that same year, Diana DeSaglio, then a state representative, revealed that she had experienced sexual harassment as a staffer. She joined a growing movement of women by breaking her non-disclosure agreement, or NDA, in a speech on the House floor. She's since been pushing for legislation that would end government use of NDAs for sexual harassment. Last week, former Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson, who signed an NDA over sexual harassment and whose story is featured in the Oscar-nominated film Bombshell, joined DeSaglio for a press conference touting the legislation. But this week, the Joint Judiciary Committee submitted the bill for study, all but assuring it won't move forward. We caught up with Diana DeSaglio, now state senator from Methuen, from the road in her district, to hear her reaction to the news.
I am deeply disappointed that a bill that is such a common sense piece of legislation was sent to study over working on the bill and passing it out of the committee. I don't think that we need a study at all to know that it's wrong to use taxpayer dollars to cover up the potentially corrupt and abusive behaviors of elected officials, their staff, or public agencies.
So you feel that the bill, as you have designed it, provides the appropriate privacy and protections for potential victims without using taxpayer money to cover up misdeeds of perpetrators?
Yes. There's also a provision in the bill that I filed that allows a victim at any time to privately request a non-disclosure agreement if they so choose. The bill is simply meant to make sure that these silencing agreements are not forced on victims. And the excuses that we heard, to me, they're excuses. We have a bill in the committee. The bill should have been worked on. If they had a problem with the details of the language, that's their job to work on those details and to make sure that we can come up with something that carries forward the intent of the legislation.
Let me just jump in there for a minute, State Senator, because we do know that now the bill has been sent to the from committee for study. There is a criticism in Beacon Hill that that's where bills go to die. Are you concerned that this is a death blow for your bill in this session?
I am concerned about that when it comes to the House of Representatives. However, I have been in conversations with the Senate President and with the chair on the Senate side of the Judiciary Committee, who both have committed to me that they are going to be giving their absolute best efforts to see these important reforms passed on the Senate side. Unfortunately, the exact opposite has been said when it comes to the Speaker of the House and the House of Representatives.
So the Speaker has said that the House has new rules in place about NDAs and that those are informed by best practices from organizations like the National Association to End Sexual Violence and the Boston Rape Crisis Center. Why do you feel that those reforms aren't adequate or sufficient?
Well, because the Speaker has said time and time again that he's only giving out these non-disclosure agreements at the request of the victim. And having been someone who was required by the Speaker to sign a non-disclosure agreement, I was not given the option. It was required of me that I sign a non-disclosure agreement. And the current policies that are in place have so many loopholes that we cannot continue to claim that a victim has the option to request one. That's simply not true.
I do need to note just for the record that the Speaker disputes the idea that he was aware that there was a sexual harassment dimension to your NDA and that he forced you to sign it. I just need to note that for the record. I want to move on. This comes in a larger context of the Massachusetts State House having been embroiled in the Me Too movement. Has any progress been made? And are you encouraged by any progress if you've seen some?
I mean, I'm encouraged by the fact that we did see the passage of a provision that I filed at the beginning of this session in January, passed in the state Senate, where the state Senate unanimously agreed to pass a proposal of mine to ban the use of taxpayer dollars from being used to silence victims within the state Senate. That was supported by every Democrat and every Republican, and there was no debate about it. There were only comments of support. But we need to ensure that it's passed through the House and gets on the governor's desk. Your taxpayer dollars should not be going towards covering up potentially abusive or corrupt activities across the board in Massachusetts.
And we did reach out to Massachusetts House Speaker Robert DeLeo's office for his response. We did not hear back.